الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ملك السماوات والأرض، يخلق ما يشاء، يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور، أو يزوجهم ذكرانا ويجعل من يشاء عقيما، إنه عليم قدير. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable, respectable elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home. As we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the sovereignty of the whole heavens and the earth. And in this verse which I recited, this is affirmed in the Quran, that لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the heavens and the earth, and everything within it, and everything to come in terms of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, where we affirm this on a daily basis. We hear this, we read this, Maliki Yawm al-Din, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the Day of Judgment. And we know, and this is our belief, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is worthy of worship. And everything that is good and everything that is challenging comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, after this affirmation of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth, that يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا, that for whosoever He wishes, He grants female offspring, a daughter, a girl. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that inna awladakum hibatullahi lakum, that your children are a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the form of giving you children, has given you a gift. And she references this verse that yahabu liman yasha'u inatha wa yahabu liman yasha'u dhukur, that He grants daughters to whoever He wants, female offspring to whoever He wants, and to whoever He wants, He grants male offspring. فَإِنَّهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ لَكُمْ إِذَا احْتَجْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمَا, that when you are in need of them, then your wealth and your children, they come to your aid. And this is one of the ways that we feel and we know that the children that we have, they are a blessing for us. At the time of ignorance, and before the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that when a person had a daughter, then they would bury their daughters alive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 14th juz in Surah An-Nahl says, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, that when one of them is given the good news of female offspring of a daughter, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا, their face becomes black. To show and to give the message that they become sad. وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, they become angry, they become sad, they become remorseful. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ, they hide themselves from their people because of the bad news that they have been given, because according to them, having a daughter was bad news. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ, and they used to question themselves that should I keep this female offspring and humiliate myself, or should I join her to the soil? And we know that it is mentioned in the books of tafsir where certain sahaba who accepted Islam later on, and they mention the story, and there's one particular story that's mentioned by Allama Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala, that one companion, he relates that, and very briefly, he relates that when he took his daughter reached a certain age, and he allowed her to reach a certain age because the mother interceded on behalf of the daughter that let the daughter live, let the daughter live. And when she reached a certain age, when now she could communicate, he took her one day, dressed her up, took her one day, and he dug a hole. And she helped and she wiped the sweat off the father's forehead. And then he put her inside the hole and she was screaming and she looked and she helped dig this hole. But he buried his own daughter alive. And according to, in regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when He is given the picture of Yawmul Qiyamah, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُبِرَتْ, what will happen to the sun, the moon, and He says that وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, that the one who was buried alive, she will ask that, for what sin was I killed? That why was I killed for? What did I do wrong? What sin did I commit? So in those days, the Quran paints a picture of how having a daughter was a negative thing. And to this day, in certain communities, and maybe not so much so at the moment, but in certain communities, especially in the elder generation, it's seen as a negative that when a daughter is born, then they say, wish we had a son, but we've got a daughter. And we don't realize the gift of a daughter. We don't realize the blessing of a daughter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man ala jariyatayn bintayn hatta tabluga. Yani bintayn, ay bintayn. The one that looks after, feeds, clothes, cares for two girls, two daughters, hatta tabluga, until they reach a certain age. And the ulama mentioned that the age is the age of marriage. For a daughter, it's the age of marriage. But until they reach the age of marriage, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ja'a yawm al-qiyamah, that he will come on the day of qiyamah, ana wa huwa kahatayn, that I and that person will be like this. Wadamma asabi'ahu, ya wadamma asabi'ahu, that he joined his two fingers. This is the status of a girl. And in another narration, Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that man ala ibnatayn aw thalathan, a person looks after two girls or three girls. أو أختين أو ثلاثا حتى يبن. حتى يبن means that until she reaches the age where she has to leave, either through marriage or through death, she dies, she passes away, or she gets married. Then كنت أنا وهو يوم القيامة كهاتين. And the same action he did. So this is the status of a girl for us, taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ ثَلَاثُ بَنَاتِ يُؤَدِّبُهُنَّ وَيَرْحَمُهُنَّ وَيَكْفُلُهُنَّ. Three things. That a person has three daughters, and he teaches her certain etiquettes, and he has mercy upon her, and he takes the responsibility of her. This is something that's very important, that nowadays we see so many young girls work. So many young girls go to work. And you go to various places, and you will see that it is not in the guidelines, within the guidelines of Sharia. And then we question ourselves that, my daughter met this boy and they want to get married. When Shariat has told us, when Islam tells us, that the responsibility of the daughter is the father's until the age that she gets married. And when she gets married, then she becomes the responsibility of the husband. And then if perchance there is a divorce, or the husband dies, in that situation as well, Shariat has said, Islam says, that the responsibility then belongs to whom? To the community. If there is an Islamic governance, and the governing part, the Khalifa will take the responsibility of that girl or that woman. But if there is not that, then it's our responsibility as the Ummah to look after that individual. It's our responsibility to make sure that they are fed, they are clothed, they are looked after. How many of us know of how many women within the community who have maybe gone through divorce, and it's a test? How many of us know, and how many are being looked after? And Islam promotes that they get married again. That's another whole discussion in itself, that we look down upon a woman, or certain quarters of the community will look down upon a woman who is going to get married again. And this comes from certain cultures which are un-Islamic, anti-Islamic. So we have a responsibility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this structure for us. So the responsibility is the father's. The responsibility is the father's. So I say that when we have a daughter, then we should treat them with mercy. We should teach them the Islamic way of life, the Islamic ethos. That as a girl, you don't need to work. The husband, when she gets married, then the husband has to look after the wife. This is the responsibility of the husband, whereby when we say responsibility, clothing, food, in terms of a place to stay, this is the responsibility of the husband. But unfortunately now, we no longer take this responsibility as well as men. And this is our responsibility that Shariat has told us, that if we get married, then as part of the marriage, the Islamic marriage, we have the responsibility of looking after our wife. In terms of the actual women going to work, the actual Shariat ruling is, that a woman can go to work within the confines of Shariat. That none of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are broken. If she's working from home, if she's working in an environment where it's all women, then it's permissible. But if this is not there, then it will be questionable, and we need to ask ourselves that, am I breaking the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And for what? And many a times, our mentality is such that we save up money, and we say, look, I'm saving up money. And then it leads to the fact that we have a big bank balance. And we say, look, I'm saving up money, and my daughter, she's going to work, and she's, you know, earning her own money. And if someone asks that, why are you saving up this money? She says, oh, it'll benefit my children when I die for inheritance. My dear friends, when we are alive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us rizq, why do we send our daughters to work when we can spend on them? And we are saying that we are going to leave that money for them when we die. And we save up and increase our bank balance. This is a con from shaitan. Our responsibility is to look after our daughters. And the reward is great. The reward is that a person, in the hadith, it carries on, وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ أَلْبَتَّةَ. That for that person who يُؤَدِّبُهُنَّ وَيَرْحَمُهُنَّ وَيَكْفُلُهُنَّ, that he teaches her the right etiquette, the Islamic ethos. What does it mean to be a woman in Islam? And he has mercy upon her. And he takes the responsibility of her holistically. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that person is promised Jannah. Jannah becomes wajib on that person. So this is our responsibility. What's our mindset? And in terms of educating women, 100% we should educate our women. And we should educate them within the framework of Islam. This is the most important point. That anything we do, we need to make sure that we do it within the framework of Sharia. Why? Because the lap of the mother is the first madrasa, the first school for our children. And before even the lap of the mother, when a woman becomes pregnant, then for that 9 months, the child is forming within her womb. And the mindset of the mother will have an effect on the mindset of the child. And this is our future generation. So we need to educate them, but within the framework of Sharia. That what does Islam say? What is my responsibility as a woman? What is my responsibility as a husband? What is my responsibility as a wife? And all of these things nowadays, when we listen to it, we sometimes think it's alien because of the society that we live in. Because of the society that we live in, we think it's alien. We can't comprehend this. So it's something for us to think about, that when we spend on our children, we should think that the more I spend, I am going to be the recipient of Jannah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith goes on, قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ كَانَتْ اثْنَتَيْنِ. What about if a person has two daughters, ya Rasulullah? Someone asked the question, says, وَإِنْ كَانَتْ اثْنَتَيْنِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even if there has two daughters, فَرَأَى بَعْضُ الْقَوْمِ أَلَّوْ قَالَ وَاحِدَةً لَقَالَ وَاحِدَةً. Some of the individuals in the congregation thought that even if they said one, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have said one as well. So the discussion, the point of discussion is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us children. And today we are focusing on يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. That for whoever he wants, he gives a daughter. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this daughter, then it becomes our responsibility. She becomes our responsibility. And we need to make sure that we look after her. We empower her in understanding the teachings of Islam. And as men, we become men. And what do I mean by that? That we understand our responsibility. As a husband, what is my responsibility? I have to provide for my spouse. I have to provide for my children. And yes, if there is some possibility of her wanting to work, or she wants to work, and it's within the framework of Shariat, that she can go to work without breaking the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that's also a possibility, and that's also fine. But if the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been broken, then what are we teaching our next generation? We are forgetting the whole concept of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us. And then we see that because of this, there is affairs and there is various other situations that take place. All because we have broken the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the narration or the narrations whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that me and the person will be like this on Yawmul Qiyamah. And Jannah becomes wajib for that person. As fathers, we should be looking forward to this. Let's not hoard our wealth for our children for later. Let's look after them now. This is our responsibility now. Many a times, we contemplate something for the future, and we blind ourselves to the present. And it's something for us to truly contemplate and think about, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this blessing of a child, and in particular, a girl, a daughter, are we fulfilling that responsibility? And when we educate them, are we educating them within the framework of Sharia? We need individuals who are women, and they are doctors, and they are dentists. That is there. We need that. But is their mindset correct as well? Is their mindset the mindset of a Muslimah, of a Muslim woman? Have we said to them that you're never going to have to work? Okay, you are educating yourself, but you don't need to work. Your husband will look after you. Have we shown that in our own homes? Practically. That I am the father, I am the husband, I am looking after your mom, I am going to look after her. And if we bring this and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and assistance, we will see the barakat and the blessings of this in our homes. We will see more fruitful marriages. We will see children who will benefit us when we die. Who will benefit us when we die, because they will have the Islamic ethos. They will have the Islamic understanding. And they will want to live as a Muslim woman or a Muslim man. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand the very important teachings of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it. And the climate is difficult. There is difficulty. But if we make a, you know, if we have conviction that I want to lead my life according to the rules of Sharia and according to the understanding of Sharia and the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. The conviction has to come from us, and the understanding has to come from us, and then we will see the benefits and the fruits. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that our children become a means of khair and blessing for us when we die and throughout our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب
is requested to make the suf, inshallah. There's a lot of gaps there in the middle. And just stand up, and if you can just make the sufuf. Jazakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي وصى الإنسان ببر والديه فاللهم ربنا لك الحمد آمنا بك وبملائكتك وكتبك ورسلك واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت رضينا بك ربا وبالإسلام دينا ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبدك ونبيك فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله قال تعالى واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام أيها المؤمنون يقول الله تعالى وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا ويقول سبحانه أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير ففي هاتين الآيتين الكريمتين أمر الله تعالى ببر الوالدين فقرن طاعته بالإحسان إليهما وشكره بشكرهما وذلك دلالة على عظيم فضلهما ورفعة مكانتهما ووجود تقديمهما على غيرهما فليس بعد حق الله تعالى شيء أوجب من حق الوالدين لأن الله عز وجل خلق الإنسان وجعل الوالدين سببا لوجوده وتنشئته في صغره ورعايته حتى يستقل بنفسه فعلى كل امرئ منا أن يردد دوما رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
The brothers waiting at the back as well. If we can just quickly make the soft. Any spaces, any gaps that are ahead of us, if we can fill those. Make sure the lines are straight.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله